Okay, everyone, welcome to another exhilarating episode of Not So Common Sense. So, yes, we'll be eventually talking about the Baltimore Bridge collapsing here in Baltimore. The Francis Scott Key Bridge. I'll talk about that. But before I get to that, I want to talk about something that came up that's very important to talk about, since a lot of news be escaping me and pretty much loses its relevance by the time I'm able to get to it. I wanted to talk about this while it's still relevant, and that's something dealing with Steven Crowder. Yes, good old Steven Crowder. If you guys remember him, yes, do not remember him if you can. He, you know, well, had went through a messy divorce because, you know, him hiding his, you know, bisexual side and trying to deal with that while also being a conservative man, while also, you know, trying to portray that he loves this woman that he was with, all came crashing down. And of course, the Daily Wire happened to, you know, get their hands on information about that and use it against him, since he would be in a jackass. Only person I feel for is the wife. I don't feel for him at all. He deserved every bit of, you know, horrible things to happen to him. But speaking of Crowder and horrible shit, here comes one of his ex-employees. He comes up and now is releasing information, you know, spilling the tea, if you will. So, I got a video from Hunter Avalon that's going to go through this. It's a long video, so I'm not going to try to overtalk it, you know, let him get everything out, because it's pretty good and juicy. So, let's sit back and listen in, shall we?
I witnessed my employer, due to others, were disgusting, shocking, and utterly indefensible. To the point near the end of my tenure, the work environment had become so toxic that I had to be admitted into a heart hospital. And after many tests, I was ultimately put on anti-anxiety medication. This condition was something new to me. I had no history of it prior to my employment there, and I've never been treated for it since.
Damn. Just being in the proximity of Steven Crowder is enough to give you a anxiety disorder. Steven Crowder, somebody we actually have not talked about in quite a long time. Recently, someone brought up Steven Crowder and it made me think, like, man, I haven't heard about that guy in a long while. But then remembering him was just like a disappointment, you know? You know how sometimes it's like, remember as a kid you used to step in dog poop all the time, and then every now and again you still accidentally step in dog poop, and it's just like this disappointing, nasty surprise when you look down at your shoe and it's just like nastiness smeared all over the place? That's kind of how it felt, forgetting about Steven Crowder and then remembering that he was still like around and still a thing. Although, the silver lining for all of this is that my memory of this cursed man was refreshed due to the fact that he is under brand new pressure. Specifically, an ex-employee of Steven Crowder's is now exposing Crowder for incredibly abusive business tactics, abusive workplace environments, and for pretty much being a total hypocrite when it comes to free speech. I'm not surprised that Steven Crowder is a hypocrite. You really shouldn't be surprised either. So ex-Steven Crowder staffer claims he's being legally abused after quitting toxic and abusive show. This just broke, and we will be watching the video as well after we go over the article. So, a former employee of right-wing pundit Steven Crowder accused him of fostering a toxic and abusive work environment, and then subjecting him to years of legal abuse after he left the company. So, many people remember on Steven Crowder's show, someone named Not Gay Jared, that was his nickname on Louder with Crowder. His name is Jared Metello, but many people know of him as Not Gay Jared just because of Steven Crowder. And this Not Gay Jared guy has been someone that Crowder has sort of propped up in his own defense many times as like, hey, you say I burn every bridge, or you say I'm toxic or whatever, but like, me and Jared are still cool, you know? But then 2020, I think it was, Jared disappeared off the show. And because nothing really happened, no one ever said anything, and it happened quietly, I guess a lot of people just sort of assumed that, well, I guess it was just amicable or whatever. But now it turns out that Not Gay Jared, Jared Metello, was actually being legally silenced by Steven Crowder and legally abused by Steven Crowder. Oh, okay.
So, just in case it doesn't go over it, what happened was Jared signed a NDA, you know, non-disclosure agreement. Now, of course, he probably was or wasn't, we will not know for real unless he go to court, if he was coerced into saying it. I think he may say he was, but again, what changes when a person signs things depends on the time of day, pretty much. You know, I can sign an NDA and be full, you know, gung-ho with it, and then I'll be, you know, signing an NDA and be like, oh, I signed an NDA and I was coerced and signed it. He would slam my head against the wall. I was beaten, bloody, bruised, a couple of teeth missing. All because I have a vendetta against somebody. Not taking side of Steven Crowder. But you do understand that that is a possibility. So we won't actually know of this until, of course, again, this NDA is, you know, taken care of, and he goes to court and be the told his side of the story. So a lot of stuff be handled in the media right now. They're not saying that anything that he's about to say about, because he do have a video that's going to play. It's not saying that anything he's going to say about Steven Crowder is fake, because again, I think I talked about this beforehand. This is not the same person, by the way. When I talk about the first time, this is a different one, by the way. So he's going to come out and prove a point. Like, oh no, he did a lot of crazy things. Like, if you don't think that Steven Crowder is gay, something's wrong with you. That man's gayer than a fruitcake. You can say, well, he has a wife, that means absolutely nothing. You can say he has a kid, that means absolutely nothing. There have been people who are gay who had a whole wife, kids, and a whole life set up, and then find out that they were just closeted gay and just wanted to be gay as possible. So yeah, we'll go into that a little bit later. Let the video play some more.
So his name is Jared Metello, but he's known publicly as Jared Monroe. Okay, so Monroe decided to quit the show in August 2018, saying, quote, I can no longer put myself or my growing family through the toxic and abusive work environment I had endured for years. This place was and is to this day a workplace rife with sexual misconduct, degeneracy, I'm not sure what that means, and aggression, he said. The things I saw, the things done to me, and the things I witnessed my employer do to others were disgusting, shocking, and utterly indefensible. I have the receipts. Shit. So at 8 a.m. today, March 26th, 2024, Jared Monroe posted this video on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm refusing to use X's correct pronouns because I don't want to. Anyway, this is a 15-minute video about the legal turmoil that Jared has been put through and the abusive behavior from Crowder. Let us begin this video and see what he's going to say.
Enough is enough. This can't go on any longer, and as the famous saying goes, sunlight is the best disinfectant. So, here we go. I'm currently being legally abused and intimidated into silence by a former employer. This has been going on for a while now, and I simply cannot live in darkness for another day. But I am asking for your help to fight back. First, some context.
So just so you guys know, he's never going to actually name Crowder here. However, sources have confirmed this is, in fact, about Stephen Crowder.
In late October of 2023, to my surprise, I was served these papers. A cease and desist from my former employer that threatened severe legal action in the form of a lawsuit demanded I cease communications with my friends. The scare tactics of cease and desist are generally to intimidate, isolate, and eventually devastate. Like most cease and desist, it also demanded that I swiftly provide them written certificate of my compliance. I did not. In the same delivery, I was also served these papers, a Rule 202 petition from my former employer. You can look that up on the internet. I know I had to. These documents were filed with the county court of my former place of employment, demanding that I be subject to an oral deposition under oath for an unlimited amount of time, where they were free to interrogate me on pretty much any private matter that they chose. Also, in this petition for discovery, they demanded that I turn over documents of all communications with more than a dozen of my friends and unlimited amounts of unnamed persons in any form and over an unlimited period of time.
What in the exploitation is this? What? I mean, I get that right now we're kind of just taking his word for it, but if...
Exactly. As you can see. Again, a lot of this seems kind of like blatantly obvious exploitation. Like, any dumbass can read and see that this is exploitation. I had to pretty much give up everything unlimitedly. You know, everything of myself. Like, pretty much he's trying to say he was a slave. If I'm clocking into slavery, I'm not going to clock into slavery. I mean, I'm sorry. Not going to say, Trey, well, since you worked for me, everything that you own now belongs to me because you used the money from your paycheck that I gave you to pay for those things. You gave me money for services that I given to you. So that money is now mine. It long belongs to you. I can do with it as I see fit, as long as it's legal. And I did. So whatever I bought is bought with my money that I worked hard for. You got service in replace of money. The money you gave me now belongs to me. That's how it happens. That's how things change its hands. That's the one type of service, that's one type of good that can change hands. Goods can change hands, services can. So yeah. And if it's kind of weird because, again, as it goes on, you can see how this, you know, this NDA doesn't quite fit his actual narrative, because he's saying that, I think he will say that he's like thousands of dollars in debt or something like that, you know, legal debt. Yeah, of course I am. Think he's gonna say he's like thousands of dollars in legal debt, but how are you gonna be $1,000 in legal debt when you had this NDA here would pretty much say you clocked into slavery? And he just worked their brain cells, not even their salt, will be able to see that and say, well, I'm gonna go ahead and just throw this NDA out on the get go. Just on GP, you know, I was gonna throw it out because, you know, it says unlimited too many times.
We ought to take his word for it. This is an outrageous kind of legal document to expect somebody to sign. This is bizarre. To expect somebody to sign something that's like, yeah, I'll just cease communication with all these people. I'll send over all the documents and evidence of my communication with these people. And I'll let you interrogate me for any length of time that you choose on any matter that you choose. Sure, Stephen Crowder talks a big game about censorship with social media companies, and he never really cares that those companies have the right to censor people and ban people and block people, whatever, because of their own legal protections. He never cares about that when the conversation is social media and free speech. But now, he has no issue using the law. Use the law to the fullest.
Listen to her.
To try and
coming in here, interrupting the whole podcast.
Somebody's speech.
No, I did not for a few reasons. Number one, I have seen how this employer handles legal issues, and I knew that once I opened the door to legal abuse, it would never ever be shut. This is how they operate. In fact, I'm not the only one who's a current victim. My former employer is exploiting the legal system to abuse others right now, all in the darkness, fully knowing that the fear and the risks it takes to speak up. This kind of harassment at the hands of the powerful.
It's possible that right there he's talking about Hillary Crowder, Stephen Crowder's now ex-wife, because she was also hit with a lawsuit after she spoke publicly about Stephen Crowder being abusive and leaked that video that we watched last year depicting Stephen Crowder verbally and emotionally abusing
actually, from the way it looked, you saw the video, it looked like it was taken from like a Ring camera or some security camera. And obviously it wasn't Crowder who leaked it. It would probably be her, because they were going through a messy divorce at that time period. Because Stephen Crowder is gay, by the way. I'm just going to tell you, he's gay. He's not going to say it. No one else will say it. But he's gay as shit. This man's gay as shit. I don't know if Hunter Avalon is going to show it on this video. And yes, I'm talking to you guys too. I don't know if he's going to show it on this video or not. But he dresses up a lot and find a way and make excuses for him to dress up a lot as a woman. This guy here, Not Gay Jared, the reason why he's called Not Gay is because during the time period that he was working with Stephen Crowder, he did a lot of stupid shit. Like there was a time they dressed up as women and made out in public. And it's always supposed to be, in the eye of making fun of the LGBTQ community, right? So yeah, that man's gay as shit. Man gay as shit. As usual, it's like that when it comes to conservatives. They like to hate on gay people while themselves being as gay as possible.
They like home and they don't want to go home.
You know? I forgot that politician, but you know, wise stance. Right. Dude was in there meeting gay people to get blowjobs and shit in the bathroom. Name was like Larry Wise Craig, I think his name was. Oh, I have a wise stance. He was sitting there clicking your goddamn feet so he can meet these gay people so they can suck your dick in the damn bathroom of the airport. And he had a wife and kids. Just didn't want to come out and say he was this gay. It's like that a lot. Like that a lot. Same thing's happening here with Stephen Crowder. And there's a lot of times, as usual, it's always going to be conservatives. Because they had to keep up this bullshit ideology of, you know, gay being wrong and whatnot. And so you got to put up this facade and hide your true identity. Let the video continue.
His heavily pregnant wife at the time. So because of that, he's now suing her as well. So it's possible that he's referring to that when he says that he's not the only one being kind of bullied by Crowder with the legal system.
Designed to financially ruin somebody. It's designed to cripple their soul. And I wasn't about to put my family embark upon a journey down that road. Number two, I was not about to allow the privacy of my personal life, the trust I have with my friends, and the real relationships I have with them to be violated in such an vindictive and abusive manner. Something was not going to happen. I received a police article of legal harassment on Friday, March 22nd, 2024. After months now of litigation and exhausting even the court with relentless amendments to their Rule 202 petition, My ex-employer was finally awarded. Their request for my oral deposition and any document of communication with my friends that they believe may provide any avenue to sue me or others. As it stands, they await my forced cooperation. I will continue to fight. Now, here's the big question, is what was their entire reason for this harassment?
I was literally about to say that. I was about to be like, okay, but like, why are they doing all of this?
And the basis for their claims. These documents. An NDA. Some more context. I signed this separation agreement, an NDA, containing a strict and very broad non-disparagement clause many years ago. I voluntarily left my job after deciding I could no longer put myself or my growing family through the toxic and abusive work environment I had endured for years. This place was and is to this day a workplace rife with sexual misconduct, degeneracy, and aggression. The things I saw.
So if that's true, then it would actually make sense, right, that Crowder would want people signing the NDA when they exit the company.
Yes. I think I did a podcast on this beforehand. Not exactly this one, like I said before. Not the exact person. But Steven Crowder and how a bunch of ex-employees are coming out and saying that he does things. It's not hard to believe. The only thing I do is turn on his show that's on, I think, Kick or Rumble, one of those sites. Because he's no longer on YouTube because they got rid of his toxic conservative ass and kicked him out because they said he can't deal with your racist, bigoted bullshit. So, over there, they really don't have any type of control or barriers and stuff. So, he can just do whatever the hell he wants. And so, I think he did a segment dealing with something like this because they kept talking about how he's showing his balls to people and he made fun of it and they made light of it. Oh my God, you're showing your balls right now. Things like that. You know, there's rumors of him putting his balls on John Goodman. I think his name was something like this. And whatnot. This guy. And I'm like, what the hell? You know, and it's another time he put his balls on one of his co-workers, ex-employees now, shoulder while he was sleeping. It's like, you couldn't, you know, keep your dick in your pants when you're around a bunch of guys. That sounds gay as fuck. Not only that, which that's a big one too, but also that's not a way you run the organization. How many of you guys on a daily basis see your boss's balls? Not many.
You shouldn't, unless you a stylist where you changing clothes, and even then you ain't
really. Yeah, unless you in a certain industry, you on a daily basis see balls, ass, tits, pussy. He's not part of the industry.
And just, even then, you're not seeing it like that.
Exactly, and even then, they not just flowing it out and throwing it on you. Trust me, in porn industry, they're not flopping around balls and throwing on people all the time, just willy-nilly. No, they are taking precious care of that cargo. You bet your ass they are. But trust me, you don't want nothing to happen to it in that industry, because you'll be out in the heartbeat. Definitely your dude. They can find a dick somewhere. Right? So, again, this is your boss doing that. How quickly would you just immediately leave? And in that industry dealing with, you know, social media and YouTube and things like that, being a viral commentator, you can get a job anywhere. Definitely if you already had name recognition. Let's say this podcast hit it big next week. I get like 500,000 listeners into this podcast. I'm making money off of it. And I say, you know what? I'm going to parlay that into going with TYT. Do you think that them now knowing that about my podcast, they wouldn't accept me? Of course they would. There you go. But not only that, I could then leave TYT and go other places, right? I can go to, you know, the Majority Report, which actually, I think Emma Vigeland from the Majority Report did. She worked previously with TYT and then left TYT to go to the Majority Report. Jessica Burbank went from TYT, which she was not even known. First, she got known for being with TYT, was a viewer of TYT. They moved her into working with them, employed her, and then she parlayed that into going to The Hill. Right? So, there's a reason why, you know, certain people have it. You know, NDRs, right? Because you know the inner workings of my organization, and you can easily go and move place to place to place to place to place, because the only thing you have to do is say you work at this well-known channel. So, yes, Steven Crowder will use that as a wonderful excuse to lie. You say that's what he did, but should be told it because he's trying to hide the sexuality and the sexual harassment.
It actually makes sense. So again, we don't really have any solid proof yet. We kind of just have one person's word against another, but Crowder is acting like a person who would facilitate a workforce or a workplace rife with sexual misconduct. Because he's clearly terrified of like something coming out or getting coming out into light. And he wants everybody to shut up about it.
The things done to me and the things I witnessed my employer do to others were disgusting, shocking, and utterly indefensible. I have the receipts. This all took a serious toll on my personal health. To the point near the end of my tenure, the work environment had become so toxic that I had to be admitted into a heart hospital. And after many tests, I was ultimately put on anti-anxiety medication. This condition was something new to me. I had no history of it prior to my employment there and have never been treated for it since.
Damn. Shit. So not only is Steven Crowder allegedly a huge, or not only is Steven Crowder a massive piece of shit, allegedly now everybody around him also is just pulled lower by his nonsense as well. Just being in the proximity of Steven Crowder is enough to give you an anxiety disorder.
I was about to say that. And again, I'm not trying to just take your side because you only hear his one side, but what you see is what you get. I can turn on Crowder right now. I can go onto Kick, Rumble, whatnot, and turn on his show. What you gonna find? Him making fun of minorities. Him making fun of women. Him making fun of Jews. Him making fun of the LGBTQ community. Him dressing up as a woman. Right? Find a way to dress up as a woman. Find ways to act as a woman. For me, I've seen too many times for you to be dressed up as a woman for me to be comfortable in saying that you're not gay. I can comfortably say you have to be gay. Because not many times you're going to dress up as a goddamn woman. I mean, goddamn. Definitely for it to be a joke. And the joke is, oh, gay people funny looking. It's bad to kiss another man though you did it. I mean, goddamn. Tyler Perry don't find that many times to dress up as a woman. He created Madea. I'm serious. For a guy who created Madea, you will see that he barely plays that role more than Steven Crowder dresses up as a freaking woman. Put on women's clothes. Like, if you gay, just come out and be gay, man. You ain't gonna be something amongst the right-wing individuals, and I know that grifting money is so important. That's the reason why it's so hard for him to come out as it. Because it's good to steal money from retards.
Oh my God, I feel really bad for Jared here. And I can tell kind of from his demeanor, he does seem scared. He does seem like somebody who's been beaten down quite a bit.
Now, when I decided to resign, my wife was pregnant with our firstborn child. It was a terrifying position to be put in, but I absolutely knew that I could not be the husband or dad I was called to be for them in my current state. Something had to change.
So not only is family man Tradcon Crowder divorced and verbally abusive to his wife, he's now tearing up other families and hurting other families as well. And
well, what you expect? That is the cycle for, you know, conservative family values. I mean, you have people like Fresh and Fit who are conservatives. But then you got Steven Crowder. It's like, how are you going to have those two type of ideologies coexist? You're supposed to be a good family man, upstanding family man who has his wife, has his kids, and live in a, you know, upstanding home, who, you know, goes to church regularly and worships God and, you know, has no problems whatsoever. You know, dad goes to work, he makes the money, he comes home, he relaxes, the wife takes care of him. The wife cooks, clean, and takes care of the kids. And on that same vain, dumbass breath, good old dad can go out there and have sex with 15 different women. If he's not having sex with 15 different women, he is not, you know, a high value male. And wife had to stay home and bet not have sex with anybody. She bet not. The only person she bet have sex with was that man. Like, how'd that work? How'd that work? How'd that godly? You having sex with them women? You get to cheat on your wife because men are different? Trust me, Myron Gaines actually said that. Literally said that. There's no fucking difference between a man and a woman in a relationship. A man doesn't do anything. If a man, oh, he brings something, like, not who the fuck? Not every man can go out there and bring home enough money to take care of four people on his own. Seriously, I can't do it. As much money as I need her. I need her. I can't find a job where I can make enough money to take care of both of us simultaneously. And you shouldn't be afraid of your woman making money. And if your woman's making money and making more money than you are, what's the problem with that? As I always say, that's my woman. I want my woman to be a high value woman. And how you be a high value woman is to have your own goddamn money. he feel good not had to worry about my paycheck covering everything. I know that she working. If my car payment is due, I can say, hey, babe, you know, you got the car payment for today? You know? I missed a couple of days of my check. You didn't. Got the car payment? Oh, good. Oh, hey, you got the car insurance? You can go half on it. That's good. Probably somebody got the light on. That's good. I don't understand why that wouldn't be.
The process, dude. Everything about Crowder is a sham. Everything about him is just a scam. He's a phony. I think that that's probably another reason why he wants people signing these NDAs and not talking about it, because he knows that he's a phony.
And if I couldn't change my work environment, then it was time for me to remove myself from it. I was fully aware that willfully resigning would mean I would forfeit any sort of severance. I trusted that God would provide.
What I now, after 5 years of God not providing, maybe Twitter can provide instead. Like, come on.
And not anticipated is how much it would cost me to quit. This is where my first experience with legal abuse began. Starting from the day I delivered my notice of resignation, I was put on the phone with company lawyers, and the good cop, bad cop coercion campaign to get my signature on an NDA was well underway. I was told many lies throughout this process. I immediately hired my own legal counsel, and by the grace of God, understanding my predicament.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I see somebody in chat saying maybe this is just the consequences. No, it's not. Whether you work for a right-wing nut job or a neutral nonprofit, I think everybody is owed fair and reasonable work environments and treatment from your superior in the workforce. I think that's pretty. I think it's quite reasonable to expect. And
that's what I had to differ from Hunter. It's like, you can expect that, but like, just like common sense to come into existence. You hear a man talking about being as bigoted as Steven Crowder was, how much he belittles and berates and punches down on minorities, women, and, you know, other people of color, other people of different religions, things like that. You're a part of a political party that does that on a regular basis. You hear this all the time, and you telling me you're not going to expect that that's what he's going to do? How many times you expect that? I'm like, come on now, man. Come on now, man. That's ridiculous. At some point in time, you gotta say, no. I understand what's going on here. I can see that you're making fun of trans people and gay people by dressing up as a woman. And you want me to do what? Like, if my boss, like, because I did it before. I did some things before that you might think it's kind of stupid. Because I did. You know, I worked at a Walmart, and they saran wrapped me to a damn chair to get money for a charity event, right? A little charity. And it's not like it's a small little charity event right there. It was normally what happens every day. We normally ask money, you know, for like the Maryland Food Bank. I was name drop. It's for the Maryland Food Bank. They saran wrapped the shit out of me, cut holes for my hands so I could hold on to the goddamn the jar, and saran wrapped me to a damn office chair and rolled my ass out into the middle of the hallway. That's as far as I was gonna go.
What?
Yeah. I'm talking about this guy, like, you know, you gotta understand, like, yeah, sometimes you get to the type of treatment you get, and you gotta understand that, yeah, hey, you got what you got. You know what you're getting signed up for. If you know, for me, I didn't. I didn't say shit about that. You know, I heard dumb shit about, you know, black people being put in, you know, the old ball pit, you know, make it look like they're in jail. But I'm like, okay, that happened there. And then, you know, the whole thing with the saran wrapping my ass to a goddamn chair hat.
What's saran wrap you to a cheek?
It was Wood Forest Bank.
Why the hell they
bring,
for the little thing?
For the Maryland Food Bank. Because they got a little thing out there that they do for the Maryland Food Bank. Like, I ain't going to be afraid to name drop the motherfuckers. No one's listening to this shit. And if they did, I wouldn't be afraid to say it anyway. Because it's not me. So it's no difference if it's two people listening or 2 million. I'll still name drop. Wolf Forest Bank. Walmart's Bank. Right? Right, right between that chair. Now, it was hot in that bitch. It was on a hot damn day, too. And I'm black. I sweated through my whole entire clothes. Indeed. Because, of course, you know, I'm working at a bank. I got to dress up and be in a suit and tie damn near all day. And I was.
I got my suit and tie.
So, yeah. So, I had this grill hunter. Sometimes this is, you know, he got what he deserved in a bit. Because it's not like you didn't see what was going on. It's different if you did. Certain people get into things and they don't see it. And then, you know, like, wait, like with me, I got, you know, saran wrapped to that chair. How long did I stay up at that damn job? Not too long, did I? Rent and dropped that job for Maryland Live Casino. Didn't even stay there that long either. Got where I'm at right now. Because I wasn't gonna get played with. You can play with me like that. The fuck? Oops. Sorry. I'm trying to get back to that. I ain't playing with that bullshit, you know? I'm black. I need as much freedom as I can fucking get. And more. Let the video continue.
I do not agree with the notion that, like, well, you worked with a conservative, so therefore what? You deserve this? Come on.
He even agreed to
you
work.
See what you're talking about? That's what I'm saying. All right. No, at some point in time, that does just come in a little bit and add a goddamn bit. I mean, you work with Steven Crowder. He gay as hell. I ain't going to be quiet. He's saying that shit. If you listen in, I'll say the same thing. You can put the goddamn lawsuit against me and I'll say, hey, look the fuck he doing. How many times a dude got to dress up and, you know, have his balls out for you to have, to get enough for you to say that he gay? Shit, I work around gay people at my job. I can ask them, hey, how many times you have your dick out around us? Oh, you don't? Yeah, because it's a professional setting. When you're at work, you're at work. Now, I can understand, you can say, well, Trey, you know, he also in the entertainment field. How many times the Rock guy have his balls on somebody? I mean, full throttle dick out. Yeah, ain't no many. You ask Cody Rhodes, he bloodied his ass. How many times did the Rock pull his dick out in that rain in Chicago and drop it on your soda? Not many, if any, not at all. I understand, because, you know, it's setting. And they don't even, you say, well, they did it in movies. Not really, not even in movies. Movies, sometimes they do it, sometimes they really don't. And it's very rare that you see it. Steven Crowder does it habitually. Because he loves for men to see and touch his dick. And the only people that do that, to my knowledge, are not straight. They are definitely gay.
For half of his normal rate. Even so, the legal fees immediately began to pile up. My former employer and his attorney argued I could not work in media anywhere in the world. And most certainly not in the United States for 2 years.
See? Don't you? type of things like that. Like he said for 2 years. That's what I'm saying. Like it's, when I said it's kind of iffy on this. That's why I said I wanted to bring this up, because I'm not going to try to take his side completely. I hate Steven Crowder, so kind of understand that point. But I'm not going to take his word completely on it, because to say that you can't work at all, period, in any type of media at all, so you can't get a radio station, you can't get on social media, you know, it's TikTok, is, you know, check out his Facebook, X, or anything. He can't have any of that. No working TV, radio, news, whatever. Because all that, by the way, is a form of media. He can't parlay his exit into any of that. For 2 whole years? 2 whole years. 2 whole years. Really now? That's a lot of goddamn days, don't you think? For me to go without eating? I can't work in those fields at all, period. Yeah, right. So it's kind of hard for me to see that. Now, I'm not saying it's not true. But again, we don't hear Steven Crowder's point of view from it as well. Nor do I want to, for one, but hey.
Years. This is not because I had voluntarily signed some sort of non-compete in my original employment agreement. It was because they decided a non-solicitation clause that was in said original agreement would retroactively be interpreted as the broadest and strictest non-compete one could draft. It told me my Twitter account, another potential lifeline to future work, which I had owned and been the sole manager of since 2009, was to be turned over to them on the argument that it was somehow their intellectual property now.
Dude, what the... It sounds like Crowder had this guy signing a really manipulative and abusive contract going into the job as well.
Presumably to keep me from working even further, my former employer even tried to claim my personal production equipment. Gear I had owned for years prior to working there as company property.
How is this possible? Crowder sounds like the red pill's view of the crazy ex-wife that takes you to court and tries to take everything and claim it's theirs.
That's the reason why I was about to say, because I knew Hunter's going to say exactly that. That's another reason why I say, don't forget, this is not Gay Jarrett, a former employee of the, you know, Louder and Crowder, right? Steven Crowder's show. He knows about red pill shit. This is what all conservatives think. And to make a person seem as harassing as possible, they go for the same thing that they say about women. You know, they take everything. Not just half, they take all. You know, everything that you bought for yourself belonged to them, and everything they bought for you belonged to them, and whatever they bought for themselves belonged to them. Right? You get nothing. That type of dumbass ideology that doesn't even pan out in court at all, period. Definitely not nowadays, when most people can easily just, you know, get what they want in court anyway. Most guys, if they wanted a kid, which is, by the way, another reason why this stereotypical bullshit that the real people say doesn't exist. Most men don't even want children. And they try to get the hell out of Dodge. Leave the woman with the child and run. But yeah, they try to make the woman seem bad because, again, they had to have someone to blame but themselves for the actions that they committed. Just as much they can say the woman shouldn't have opened their damn legs, it's the same thing you can say about the man. You shouldn't have fucked her and left. You know? Wrap it up a snapper. It's your damn dick. Right? So basically trying to say that this seems a bit kind of far-fetched. Trying to claim things that belong to you that you created for yourself and has been established long before you got into the, you know, business as theirs, intellectual property. Like, my Twitter account, I can easily show that I created a Twitter account. It's mine. Now I can, you know, not report on things that may belong to the Steven Crowder and shit like that, but it's my damn account, right? It's like, you know, if I go and sign up with TYT and they try to tell me to take down my podcast, I'm going to tell them to eat my ass and, you know, go about my day and run my podcast. This thing has been going on for with me and with me alone, and I've been using that intellectual property for free because you put it up on YouTube. And since you put it up on YouTube, I have absolute right to use it because it's free to the public, and I'm part of the public. As long as I'm using it as intellectual property and not claiming it as my own, and I never do. And I always give rights to the person who does it, as I just did already with Hunter Avalon. I do it all the time when I say I'm using the video, don't I? Oh, I'm using this video from Hunter Avalon, using this video from so-and-so. Right? Rarely do I not do it. Because it's just second nature. Always get credit. Credit is due.
Producing every receipt to validate my ownership, a vicious lie that I stole from the company was born and disseminated by my employer. By the way, breaking their side of this bogus mutual non-disparagement agreement, I have those receipts as well. All I simply wanted to do was peacefully leave. It was clear by my employer, though, that this was not only unacceptable, but that I needed to be punished for doing so.
So, his chain of events is literally that he just left the company. And that was enough for them to go after him to this extent.
Being bullied on each of these terms and many more, fighting for my basic freedoms to leave and provide for my family immediately sent me into legal debt. I did not want to sign anything, mind you. But the negotiations with my former employer left no question that without a signed NDA, my guaranteed silence, I would undoubtedly be harassed well into the future. No matter if there are future claims against me for...
Couldn't you make an argument then that was signed under duress? Being pressured to sign a contract under duress, also called coercion, means you're signing it against your will. In extreme cases, a party may threaten physical violence or even death unless you sign. Psychological pressure or lies about what could happen if you don't sign may also be considered duress. Okay, yeah, so saying like, you're gonna be harassed into the future, we're not gonna let this go, you're never gonna stop hearing from us, that sounds kind of like you're pressuring somebody into signing to me. I think that might suffice, actually, as the definition of signing something under duress.
Where I worked or what I did or what I said were legitimate or not, it didn't matter. It would cost me thousands and thousands to fight back, and they knew that. I had to make a deal with nothing but a small savings account and my last paycheck. I had to accept the deal I could afford. It's very important to note here that, where is it? It's here. I was not paid a single dollar for its consideration, which brings me to what you might be asking next. What was the reason I did sign this? Again, as a man with his first child on the way, the small victory I got from it. The primary reason I signed the NDA was for a small carve-out in the non-compete clause, which allowed me to freely seek employment using some of my skill sets at another specific company. At least I could feed my family. That provision.
So they like just ruined this guy.
However, was a lie. And upon starting my new job at the new said company, I was getting another one of these, a cease and desist. And was promptly unlawfully terminated from that position.
What the absolute... Dude, Crowder. Not literally. But Steven Crowder is a piece of shit. And remember, it wasn't that long ago that Steven Crowder was crying and boo-hooing his dumb little eyes out about the Daily Wire contract.
A $50 million contract, by the way. You see, I wanted to bring that to you guys' attention. You know, just so you can see, because now Because I did do it in the past. I forgot what day it was. But I did do it in the past where I talked about this beforehand with him. Steven Crowder, of course. You know, bullying, harassing, and messing up and fucking with his employees and his ex-employees and now speaking out. Now we have one with a face and a name. Not Gay Jerry. I don't care his real name. His real name doesn't matter in the situation because it doesn't connect him to Steven Crowder and Loudon Crowder. We call him Not Gay Jerry because it connects you directly with Crowder, his former employer. So, Not Gay Jerry came out and dropped bombshells on his fool. And again, I had to disagree with Hunter before, like I said. You're conservative. You see what's going on. It's like a woman marrying a conservative man. You know how they act. You know what they want from you. Why are you doing it? Right? I can understand women, you know, being left with children, being single moms because they thought they had a good man and they talked a lot of good stuff and stuff like that, but this is different. This is politics. You live this shit. Steven Crowder lived that stuff. He, not only did he talk about minorities on camera, he talked about them off camera. Not only did he talk about the LGBTQ community on camera, he talked about them off camera. Not only did he talk about Jews on camera, he talked about them off camera. He talked about and treated people badly and treated you like shit on and off camera. What did you expect? And you didn't jump out of that shit first thing you could? And I understand, yes, feeding your family's important. Yes, indeed. Feeding your family's important. I'm working at fucking Walmart. Hourly wage. Jump by that thing fucking quick, fast, in a hurry. I'm not going to be sitting there being sexually harassed, having somebody drop balls on me and shit like that. Keep your damn dick in your pants, nigga. I'm sorry. If my boss ever did that, I'm coming to fucking blows with him. Straight up. I'm punching your lights out. I'm going to jail. Like, I don't have to worry about feeding my family. He gonna be carried by 6 and I'm gonna be tried by 9. Right? I'm Mike Tyson, this dude. I'm not even a fighter. But I know 400 years of that bullshit is going to come up through my body. And I'm going to turn to the Black Panther. If not, it's always a gun. This is America. There's always a gun and you can get it tomorrow. Legally. In America. But yeah, anyway, I wanted to show you guys this, let you hear from, you know, Not Gay Jared, finally came out, exposed Steven Crowder, and I wanted you guys to listen into it and hear it, so you got to hear it from the horse's mouth. Conservatives. You want to be a Republican? You want to be a Republican? I know. I'm staying blue. I'll stay blue. Eeyore is staying blue. He ain't getting red. Anyway, this is going to be where I end the podcast, guys. Later.